Track 1.2. Unit 1. Reading 2.
Social Media Society. 1. Social media is changing everything.
Social media is changing how we communicate, how we do business, and how we live in society. People use it to stay in touch with others, to get people's attention, and to check the news. People can connect with celebrities and even communicate with members of the government through their social media profile. When we consider this is only 20 or 30 years after the start of the web, it is not surprising that it is considered one of the biggest ever changes in modern society. So, has social media been a positive or negative development for society?
2. People are less connected.
Many people argue that social media makes young people antisocial. In 1998, psychiatrist Tamaki Saito invented the term hikikomori, which translates into English as avoiding social contact. It describes a growing number of young men who shut themselves away in their bedrooms from society and use technology more and more. Some people think there are between 250,000 and 1 million people like this in Japan. Research around the world suggests this is not only a Japanese problem, but one that exists around the world.
3. The only way to socialize.
However, other people believe that social media is not more popular because young people are more antisocial. In comparison to the past, many children are not allowed out as much to play. As a result, many use social media to stay in touch with friends because they are not allowed to see them as often. Teenagers want to spend time together, and social media is allowing them more contact than they could normally have. It also allows them to feel part of a wider group.
4. Not just for young people.
Some think the internet is just for young people, but this trend is slowly changing. One of the fastest growing groups of social media users is now grandparents, who are using it to keep in touch with other people. Since people now move around a lot for work, many grandparents use it to keep in touch with their own children or grandchildren. It also provides the opportunity to socialize when people cannot move around as much as they once did. From reconnecting with old friends to adding new ones, social media has a big positive effect on how we communicate.
5. Online profile.
Though social media helps us to communicate with other people, it can also change how we see ourselves. Some argue that social media makes us compare ourselves more to other people because we often just post the highlights of our lives. This makes us feel anxious about what other people think of us and can make people depressed. When we see the lives of celebrities and profiles of companies, many people forget that it is carefully created and not real. Both the companies and people use social media to create an image and a version of themselves. Like these people, even most normal people only show the interesting parts of their lives. Selfies are rarely the first photo someone took. People take hundreds until they get the right photo that gets the attention and comments they want.
6. Being popular.
Equally, social media is now often considered a popularity contest. From how many people follow us to how many likes we get, it can have a big effect on how we feel about ourselves. People often feel anxious about how many likes they get on a picture or comment. Many people feel hurt if people don't like their pictures or posts. People are often so worried about displaying their life in a way that makes them look interesting that they spend less time actually doing healthy activities with other people. This is connected to our human need to feel part of a group. Unfortunately, many connections and friendships online are not real friendships. Of course, many people do have good friends online, but at the same time, we can have many false connections just to make ourselves feel more popular.
7. Wanting everything now.
Social media also makes us want everything now. The idea of wanting something immediately is connected to another basic human need for food, water, and shelter. However, this need means we now want the latest phone, tablet, or car straight away. Social media increases this feeling. We can upload videos, photos, and updates, and get quick feedback from our network. We reply almost immediately to emails and posts. There are many instances where certain things in life are better. We no longer have to send letters and wait days or weeks for a reply. Smartphones mean we don't need to wait for a cab or a table at a restaurant. Movies and TV play immediately. Unfortunately, we are now becoming much worse at waiting for things, and social media is in part making this issue worse.
8. Time to stop?
On the one hand, social media makes our world more connected than ever. On the other hand, it also makes many people feel more anxious about their own image, creates false friendship groups, and many people are less patient. People can be so focused on their online lives that they lose time and sleep and ignore the world around them. People who give up social media can feel more connected to their work, their relationships, their family, their friends, and themselves. Perhaps we all need to take a break.